Awaken, my knight. Oh, calmly, calmly now. Struggle as you might, I assure you my bonds will hold. I've enough power yet in me to bind a single man. Though, you aren't just any man, are you? If the heraldry on your armor is right, you're the champion of many a war against my people, and doubtless slayer of countless of my brethren. And yet, you saved me from that pyre and that mob that would have burned me at the stake for being born who I am. Curious, that. A knight such as yourself saving a witch like me from the flames. They came upon me in a time of weakness, and they will pay dearly for that mistake. In time. For now, I would repay you for your kindness. Your sword and your armor, they're safe. Your steed, he and I have become fast friends. I've always had a way with big, lumbering beasts, which is why I think my wiles work so well on you. Whether it has more to do with the way you've so cruelly tried to scratch out the emblems on your armor, or just the way your eyes look at me, even now. The truth is clear, as your not-so-little friend is making evident. There's more in your eyes than just hatred. Bravo, by the by. It would seem that the Creator has blessed you in more ways than one. Are we having a lot of fun with that? With, this. Oh, how you jump. And at merely a hand. One would think you'd never been touched before, to see your magnificent cock react so to my lightest touch. Let's see then, shall we? How it reacts to more diligent affection. Yes. I never thought a man of your order could purr so sweetly, and yet no matter how you fight it, I can see the way your eyes glass over, hear the way your breaths deepen. And now, let me taste how sweet your surrender must be. You'd snap at me. I, who plucked those arrows from your side and closed your wounds. I, who guided you to safety in this forest clearing. I, who saved you from the brink of death. I, who has given you, if I might guess, more pleasure in these short moments than you felt in your long life of hatred, of servitude, and of obedience. Very well, my knight. For you are mine, my love, and you must begin to accept that. If you're not, let me taste you on your pious lips. Let me taste you on a part of you that is much more honest. A mighty night indeed. You grow still, even within the confines of my mouth. Oh, don't be so coy. I may look petite and my body young, but I assure you, this isn't my first attempt at breaking an honest man. This might be the first time it has been so easy, though. Your eagerness glistens and gleams at your tip like a glazed lolly. Might I lick it clean, my knight? I'll take that tortured silence to mean a yes. Not just yet, my sweetling. Hold it in. Save it for me. Savor this ecstasy just a little longer. We mustn't let all of this sweet seed go to waste. You calm yourself and work your way back down that cliff you were about to go leaping off of, while you watch me undress and listen to my sordid secret. Oh, how those eyes follow me, glassy with dreams, heavy with a lust so forbidden it makes your very soul quiver. You're so close to breaking for me, my sweet knight, so close to giving in. You can't look away, can you? I was not meant for these tattered rags, you know. This skin was meant for finer fabrics. This hair to be entwined with the rarest flowers, with the sweetest scents. And even now, as I bear my everything to you, wholly and utterly yours to survey, your eye stays high, and your fires below rage on still. For your obedience, my secret. And I trust you guard it well. As I take my place atop you, my knight, I'll tell you the tale. A tale of a witch who uses magic long forgotten by her people, forbidden for ages among her kind. Hers is the magic that runs on the passion of lust, fueled by the seed of men she bends to her will. The twist? The purer the man, the more powerful she becomes. Now, tell me, my brave, handsome knight. Tell me, as I slide this thickness of yours between my thighs and along this tiny, sopping little slit, far too small for you. Tell me, who more pure than the most valiant of knights? What a lovely thrall you will make, slave to my whim, bent by my magic. I will be reborn in your corruption, my lover. Now, suffer my lust. Gods above, it's never been this difficult before. My knight, oh my knight, you will ruin me with your sighs. How am I ever to know another man's touch after sating myself on yours? Oh, finally, all of you, in all of me. Now then, my love, fret not about knights and witches, of wars and orders, of flames and stakes. Let your world be this small space, and your hearts beat not of vows and pledges of celibacy, but of truths and sighs. Give yourself to me, knight, and I will make your world wondrous. The fires rise within you and yet my puns, but they were perfect. How could you? Oh, you're strong, such a man. But please don't stop. Please don't stop. Yes, my knight. Pound me. Ravage me. Use me as you would. A lifetime of celibacy. Give it to me. Surrender to me. Make me yours. Gentler knight. Oh, light burn me. Never reached so deep before. Yes, knight. Yes. I'm yours. I swear to you. I'm yours. God above. Oh, creator, forgive me. Oh, I've never sinned so sweetly. Yes, all of it. Give me all of it. Drive it in. Every last drop. Let not a single drop of that precious seed fall to the forest. I want it all. All of it. It's mine. Mine. Oh, my knight. You've power left in you, and more trickery than I thought you capable of. I'm glad you didn't pull away, and that even now you hold me to you. I will be yours. And I think I've decided to not make you my thrall. I will take your pledge and bind you by your word, not by my spell, so long as you vow yourself to me utterly and entirely. Then this sweetness you still drive into you will always be yours. And that precious cock of yours will always be mine. What say you, my knight? Do we have an accord?